As first reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Christopher Barber has been in and out of jail for the past decade, and in 2005 he pleaded no contest to third-degree sexual assault. Governor Walker said there was no way Barber would have been on stage had his office known about his record. Walker says Barber's employer, Arians Company, referred Barber to the governor's office.
This particular employer normally, I guess, does a background check. Last minute addition, we were on the assumption that had been done. In this case, I guess the irony was because this was a seasonal employee who did so well at the job, they were then transferred up to a full-time employment. They did not do a full-scale background check, which is why they slipped through. Obviously, we would have never had this person up if that was the case.
But Mary Burke, Walker's Democratic gubernatorial opponent, laid the blame on Walker.
Well, it's very disappointing, and it's also disappointing that the governor isn't vetting people who he's holding up as folks who we should look up to.
When the workers filed on stage with Walker, it was hard to miss Barber. He wore his welder's helmet and gloves on stage and got an extra round of applause as he waved to the assembly chamber on his way out the door. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.